Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here, too. Karen is a longtime member of our brain trust, going back more than a dozen years. She's the author of Speaking for Yourself and How to Speak for Yourself. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, also The Naked Truth About Selling. She is the third cousin of the great genius of our time, Albert Einstein. And so that'll tell you a little bit about her background. And she's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Was it third cousin? Did I get that right?
You did.
Yeah, how about that?
Einstein and my grandmother were cousins as well as good friends, lifetime corresponders, and gossip buddies.
There you go. Well, that's a great heritage. Karen, it's long been said that, and I guess the research shows this, that public speaking is the most feared phobia. That fear of snakes, fear of spiders is second, third, or fourth, but fear of public speaking is what freaks out most people.
Oh, right. Number 8 on that list, Jim, is the fear of death. And so what I always say to my clients is that you'd rather die than get up and give a speech.
And give a speech, yeah.
You'd rather be the one in the casket than the one giving the eulogy.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's true. But there are ways, there are best practices, there are tips, there are ways of thinking about this that can turn that around and possibly turn around your career, right?
Absolutely. And so this morning, I want to talk to our listeners about how to prepare a speech in 10 minutes, because nobody has any time anymore.
Right.
And how can you do this in a very quick...
Are you saying somebody comes up to me and says, I want you to give a speech in 10 minutes, or you're saying, I've got to give a speech in a week, I want to take 10 minutes to do it?
The latter. Okay. How can you prepare a speech in 10 minutes?
Go ahead.
Our next time we talk on the phone, next time we do our show, I want to talk about how to do an impromptu speech. But today,
right,
I want to talk about how to prepare a speech in 10 minutes or less.
All right. What's the first step?
The first step is your opening. And here's three things I want our listeners to think about. First of all, you have to know what it is you want to talk about. What's your purpose? Are you informing us about some new technique? Are you trying to persuade us to go vote? What are you trying to do? Secondly, what's the ROI? What's the benefit for the listener? Are they going to make more money, save headache, be happier because of the widget that you're about to share with them? And then the third thing is just if you could do some kind of an example or anecdote or ask the audience a question just about the subject matter that you have. So introduce your theme with an anecdote, example, or question.
Mm-hmm.
So that's step
so
number
the subject,
one. That's your opening.
The subject, the ROI, and the third one. Say the third one in a different way.
Introduce the theme of your message. Like, what is it that you really want to talk about?
Right.
In using an example or an anecdote or a question. Like we just did. We did a cute little the survey on what do you fear the most, with death being number 8 and speaking being number 1. That's what I'm talking about. If you can start with something like that, a cute quote, that's a little like morbid. But,
you know, well, if for folks listening to my show, I do 10 segments a day on some variation of four themes, and I try to let the listener know before we get started in any segment basically what's going to be in it for them in this next segment.
Right. And let's just use this exact radio show as an example. The purpose of our radio program is to talk about how to prepare a presentation in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The value to you is that you don't have the time, but the benefit is that you're going to save time and make your listeners want to keep listening to you, trust you, and buy from you. That's
mm-hmm.
the ROI. And the theme to introduce it would be that statistic that we just joked about the fear, and we're going to get you through that fear by showing you how to prepare this presentation.
Right. Well, exactly. And by the time you say that all that, and you can deliver all of that in what, you know, in less than a minute, right? And
yes.
And then by that time, when you get all that out, now you've got the audience's attention.
Right. And because you've had more fun, and the audience is listening to you, because now they think people will give you more credibility when you sound organized.
Right.
And with all my many years of working with executives, Jim, this is the point that they really go away with. This is what they really want to know more about. They think it's about their content. They think it's about their delivery. But when we work on the organization of their thoughts, then they calm down, and you can deliver it with more comfort.
Well, and the other thing you've done is you've eliminated, if folks, if you start with this, if you stick to this opening that Karen's telling you about, hopefully by maybe just by it'll be understood that this eliminates you feeling like you have a need to apologize for whatever you're going to say. I mean, that's the worst thing in the world you can do, right, Karen? You know,
as unaccustomed as I am to speaking
or whatever.
I never want to hear anybody apologizing to me. I do not want them to say, sorry for this this visual you can't really see.
Right.
sorry about this handout.
If you can't see it, don't show it to them.
Right. Do not do that. That'll be another program for us.
Right.
No death by PowerPoint.
Right.
But that's the opening. And then the two other things we'll talk about in this program is the body of what it is you're going to talk about, and then the conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so be sure that you don't apologize, and that you hear the three things again. Your purpose, that's why you're here.
And it's and very then, simple. All you have to say, the purpose of our few minutes today is to chat about how to change a tire.
Then what they're
okay.
going to get out of it, and then the
right.
theme, and we're going to talk about this some more after these messages with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. Website quickly, Karen.
Speakforyourself.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.